In this contest, we have a right to appeal to all honest men to support us, without regard to what their political affiliations may have been in the past. The powers that pray are united against us. The powers that pray pay no heed to a question of partisanship in this contest. Some of them may individually prefer Mr. Wilson to Mr. Taft. Others may prefer Mr. Taft to Mr. Wilson. But the preference for either is tepid compared to the intensity of their animosity toward us and their willingness to stand by either of the other two candidates or by anyone else if only they can beat the Progressive Party. The reason is evident. These men, the big bosses of the political field, the beneficiaries of privilege in the field of industry, the men who represent that sinister alliance between crooked politics and crooked business, which has done more than anything else for the corruption of American life, are united as one man against the genuine rule of the people themselves.